بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از دا کانسیپٹ آف جسٹس ان اسلام. The concept of justice in Islam. A Muslim scholar has published a book. In this book, he maintains that in Islam there are two basic principles: Tawheed and Adl. That is oneness of God and justice. I think it is a right description of Islamic principles. Tawheed and Adl are two basic principles of Islam. There is no doubt about it. Tawheed, that is oneness of God, means Tawheed, that is oneness of God, tell us how to establish contact, how to establish contact with God. So it deals with man versus God principle, man versus God. This is Tawheed. Then there is the other issue, that is man, there is man versus man. Man versus man. This issue is covered by Qist or justice. So these two principles cover all the issues of human life. I think that there are three aspects. In my present talk, I would like to deal with the second issue, that is Adl or justice. Now I think that there are four basic branches of this teaching. That is justice and politics. Justice and politics. Then justice and peace. Then justice in daily life. These are three basic aspects of this subject. Now let us take the first, that is justice and politics. According to my study, both are two different issues. Justice has nothing to do with politics or political power. Justice describes the responsibility of an individual. If you study the Quran, you will find that justice, that Adl and Qist, there are two words, Adl and Qist, both are synonymous. Both are used in the Quran 50 times. 50 times. And you cannot find a single verse that relate justice with politics. No. All the verses deal with individual responsibility. According to all these 50 verses, justice is an individual responsibility. It has nothing to do with politics or political power. But in our present time, there are some Muslim scholars who have interpreted the concept of justice in a political term. They have politicized the concept of justice. Anyhow, they took the word adl or justice in passive voice. All the verses in the Quran are in passive voice, but these scholars have taken it in active voice. That is, all the verses tell us that you have to follow the principle of justice. But they interpreted these words in such a manner that Quran enjoins us to impose qist on the earth, to implement qist on all the people. So they have taken these verses in active voice, although all these verses are in passive voice. Basically, I've taken two verses from the Quran. Basically, there are two scholars. One is an Arab scholar, and the second is, he was born in India. So Sayyid Qutb is a well-known Arab scholar. He has published a commentary that is Fi Zilalil Quran. It is an Arabic commentary of the Quran. And Sayyid Abdul Maududi has published a complete commentary in Urdu. Its title is Tafhimul Quran. So basically, there are two scholars, one from Arab and the second from Indian subcontinent. These scholars have interpreted these verses in active voice, that is, impose or implement justice on the earth. It is completely wrong. What are those two verses? One is in chapter An-Nisa, that is chapter 4. In chapter 4, there is verse number 135. Kunu qawwamin bil qist. Kunu qawwamin bil qist. They have taken this verse in active voice, that is, implement the principle of justice on earth. It is completely wrong. Kunu qawwamin bil qist means follow the principles of justice firmly. Kunu qawwamin bil qist means follow the principles of justice firmly. But they have interpreted this verse quite wrongly, that implement the principles of justice all over the world. It is completely wrong. For this meaning, you have to find a verse in the Quran. In these words, Nafis Shariat al-Islam al-Harz. But you cannot find this kind of verse in the Quran at all. The second verse you can find in chapter Al-Hadid. So in chapter Al-Hadid, Quran says, "Inna arsalna rusulna bil bayinat wa anzalna ma'ahu al kitab wal mizan li yaquma an-nasu bil qist." Li yaquma an-nasu bil qist. It means that so that men may conduct themselves with justice. So that men may conduct themselves with justice. This is the literal meaning of this verse. But these two scholars, Sayyid Qutb and Abu al-Maududi, in their commentary, Fi Zilal al-Quran and Tafhim al-Quran. Zilal al-Quran is an Arabic commentary, and Tafhim al-Quran is a Urdu commentary. So these two scholars, I don't find any other commentator of the Quran except these two scholars. So they maintain that in this verse, Quran enjoins us to implement the principles of justice all over the world. It is ridiculous. Linguistically, it is ridiculous. Everyone who knows Arabic language will understand that both the verses are in passive voices, but they have taken it in active voices. So here I would like to quote only one commentator, Arabic commentator, that is Imam Ash-Shawqani. His commentary is a well-known commentary with the name of Fathul Qadir. Fathul Qadir. So he has interpreted this verse, in these words, لَيَتَّبَهُ أَحْكَامَ الْعَدْلِ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. It means so that they follow principles of justice in their life. So this is the Quranic meaning. So as I have earlier said, that there are 50 verses in the Quran relating to justice, but all these verses, only all these verses enjoin us to follow the principles of justice in our own life. You cannot find a single verse that says that implement all these justice all over the world. It is wrong, it is nonsense, and there is no such verse in the Quran. So this is the one aspect of the subject, that justice has nothing to do with politics. We have to follow justice. It is not required by God to implement justice all over the world. That is nonsense. So it is a justice in Islam refers to individual responsibility. It has nothing to do with political movement and political order or political power. Not at all. Let us take the second aspect. That is second aspect of the topic. That is justice and peace. Again, I will say that justice and peace are two different issues. According to Islam, justice and peace both are two separate issues. two separate issues. Here I would like to quote two from the life of the Prophet of Islam. You know, Prophet of Islam was born in Mecca. He started his mission in Mecca. Then in 622, he migrated from Mecca to Medina. This was not justice for him. Mecca was his hometown. Mecca was his hometown. So it was his right to live in Mecca. To live in Mecca. But Meccan people, namely Quraysh, wanted to become hostile to his mission. They became enemy of his mission. So under compulsion, he migrated from Mecca. So it was injustice. But he never said that is injustice. He silently migrated from Mecca to Medina. Silently, without any protest, without any complaint. Also, it was against his rights, against the principle of justice. And when he reached Medina, he never complained. He never uttered a single word against Quraysh that they committed injustice. Never. So Prophet never bracketed the question of justice with migration. Why? Prophet only saw that in Medina there are some opportunities which are not available in Mecca. So although it was against all the principles of justice, but without complaining, without protesting, he saw the opportunities. He saw the opportunities that were available in Medina. So he migrated and tried to avail all those opportunities. This was prophetic principle. Then the other example is that after migration, that is Hijra, Quraysh organized they attacked Mecca. They show aggression. There was some battle, like Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud. So he wanted to make a settlement between himself and Quraysh. There was a negotiation at Hudaybiyah. So during this negotiations, Prophet finalized an agreement. In this agreement, all the principles of justice were denied. You can see the provisions attached to the Hudaybiyah agreement, that it was completely injustice. All the principles of justice were denied in this agreement. It was finalized on unilateral conditions. No condition of profit was meted in this agreement, except peace. So here Prophet achieved peace without justice. Here he detached question of peace with the question of justice. In Hudaybiyah agreement is a clear example that Prophet delinked the question of justice and question of peace. So Prophet adopted a delinking policy. He never bracketed, he never attached the question of justice with the peace. So he adopted peace for the sake of peace formula. Although justice was denied, but as he was able to achieve peace, so he agreed upon. So he accepted that agreement. So this was the policy of the Prophet of Islam. All those people who say that give us justice, then we will give you peace, they are engaged in violent activities. So when they are asked for peace, they say that yes, we want peace, but first of all you have to give us justice. This is against the prophetic policy. Prophetic policy was delinking policy. Prophets always delinked justice from peace. A very clear example is Hudaybiyah agreement. In Hudaybiyah agreement, all the justice principles were denied. Only one thing was achieved by Prophet, that was peace. So he adopted it. He accepted this agreement. Why? Because according to the prophetic vision, according to the prophetic principle, peace is more important than anything else. Why? Because peace gives you opportunities. Every time there are opportunities, but to avail those opportunities is required peace. According to the Quran says, "Innama al-usri yusra." It means that every time there are opportunities, in every situation, in every circumstances, there are opportunities. But to avail those opportunities, it requires peace. The Prophet dealing peace with justice so that he may be able to avail those opportunities. This was the prophetic policy. So prophetic policy was delinking policy. He always delinked the problems from the opportunities. If you find peace, then you can work, you can struggle, you can avail all those opportunities. And if there is no peace, then it is not possible to avail those opportunities. This was the prophetic policy. So at present, all those people who say that yes, we want peace, but peace with justice, they are not ready to accept peace without justice. This kind of thinking is quite wrong. This kind of thinking is not Islamic thinking. Then let us take the third aspect, that is justice in daily life. Here I can say that according to Islamic principle, the greatest greatest contribution of Islam in this regard is that Islam made the just behavior everyone's own interest. Everyone's own interest. Why? Because there are perhaps dozens of ayat and hadith that tell us that if you want justice from God, you have to be just with people. Irhamu man fil arz, yarhamukum man fis sama. Lam yashkurun nas, man la yashkurillah. There are some other verses and hadith. These references tell us that if you want to find justice from God, you have to be just with other people. Do justice with people and you will find justice from God. This is the Islamic principle. It is very important. This principle has made just behavior your own personal interest. Your own personal interest. Because everyone needs justice from God. Because we, all men and women who are in this world, they will die and they will be presented before God at the day of judgment. So it is everyone's personal question. How to save us from the wrath of God? How to find justice from God? How to find salvation from God? This is everyone's personal question. So when Quran and Hadith say that irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama, man lam yashkurun nas, lam yashkurillah, and other references. So according to these references, it becomes our personal interest, because these references tell us that if you want mercy from God, you have to be merciful to people. Everyone wants mercy from God. But the condition is that you have to be merciful to other people. Otherwise, you will not be able to find mercy from God. So God is merciful, but you have to be merciful also. There is a hadith, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt the character of God. God is merciful, so you have to be merciful. God is passionate, so you have to be passionate. God is giver, so you have to be giver. God is source of justice, so you have to be source of justice. So this teaching makes just behavior everyone's own interest. If we want to find justice from God, if we want to find mercy from God. So we have to adopt mercy culture, mercy character. You have to adopt this kind of character in ourselves. You have to be merciful to others. So this is very important. Here I would like to give some more references. Once Prophet sent his servant for some job, but he became late, and that it was urgent need. So when he came and he was very late, Prophet said, لولا خشية القبض لوجاتك بهذا السواد. I fear God. I fear God's punishment. Otherwise, I wanted to beat you. So here you can see that even Prophet is not saved. Even Prophet has to adopt the character of mercy. So this is the Islamic teachings. And this Islamic teachings makes just behavior everyone's own interest. In this hadith, the narrator says that once the Prophet saw a companion, his name was Abu Mas'ud. The name of this companion was Abu Mas'ud. So Abu Mas'ud was beating his servant. He became angry and started beating that servant. So a Prophet saw him. Then Prophet said, Alam Abu Mas'ud, Lallahu Akhdar Walika Min Kala Hadal Ghulam. He said that, O Abu Mas'ud, God is more powerful upon you than you upon this servant. And God will, it means that God will punish you. And you cannot save yourself from God's punishment, because he is all powerful. So Abu Mas'ud accepted his mistake. He said, sorry. And he wanted forgiveness from that servant. So in this hadith, you can say that if we want to save ourselves from God's punishment, we have to save others from our punishment. So according to this teaching, just behavior becomes a personal interest of every man and woman. Then I would like to narrate a very relevant story. When Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina in first quarter of 7th century, so at that time there were some Jewish families living in Medina. It happened that one day Prophet saw a funeral procession passing through a street in Medina. At that time, the Prophet was seated at that time. On seeing the funeral, he stood up in respect. One of his companions said, O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew, not a Muslim. Prophet replied, alaysat nafsan, was he not a human being? Was he not a human being? In this episode, you can see that Prophet has to respect all men and women, every Muslim or non-Muslim, regardless their creed and religion and culture. Without this respect, you cannot expect by God that God will give you respect. If you want respect from God, you have to show respect to other human being, other men and women. Then I would like to add one more point here. The most important ethical principle is justice. Justice. For example, a person came to the Prophet and asked, "O Prophet, give me a master advice by which I may be able to manage all the affairs of my life." Prophet replied, "La taghzab, don't be angry." I think don't be angry is not a simple advice. It is very important. If you analyze this advice, you will find a deep meaning in this advice. What is that meaning? It is not easy to give positive response. When you are angry, you are reacting negatively because there was a provocation. So when there is a provocation, it is not very easy to save yourself from anger. But here is a very important point. I think that point is that you have to a sense of justice. When someone provokes you, so if you have a sense of justice, you will think that maybe this man was in a bad mood due to some reason. He was in a bad mood. He was not in a normal condition. So he provoked me. When one provokes you, and you have a sense of justice, you may consider that maybe this man needs some concession. Why? Because he was not in a normal condition. He was in a bad mood. Maybe he was in some abnormal feeling due to some reason. So I have to give him a concession. At that time, it is not good for me to react negatively. So your sense of justice will not allow you to give negative response. I think that this is a noble character of a believer. Believer is one who is very, very sensitive person. Believer is one who has acute sense of justice. When there is a provocation and you become angry, then maybe you are not doing justice. Because if that man was not in normal condition, if that man was suffering some headache or some tension, And so in that situation, you have to give him some concession. It is not good for you to negative. It is not good for you to react negatively at that time. So I think that a true believer has an acute sense of justice. A true believer is one who has an acute sense of justice. This I find by reading the life of the Prophet of Islam. I can say that Prophet of Islam was having an acute sense of justice. Due to this sense, he always tried to give concession to other people. He himself never started any fighting. He never started violence. He has always followed the principle of avoidance, tolerance. Why? He always was tolerant. He always adopted the principle of avoidance. He always kept the principle of patience. So why? After psychoanalysis, you can find that Prophet was having an acute sense of justice. He always tried to give concession to others, because generally people are not living in normal mind. Every one experience some unwanted situation in his family, in his neighborhood, in his society, everywhere. So majority of people live in abnormal condition. They are living in anger, they are living in negative thought, they are living in complaint. So because of this sentiment, they become angry. They are provocative every time. So when they show some kind of anger before you, you have to be just. You have to forgive. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness means that you are giving concession to the other person. Forgiveness means giving concession. So I think that this is the noblest concept of justice. There is a verse in the Quran about the Prophet of Islam. Innaka lala khulqin azim. This verse is about the Prophet of Islam. Innaka lala khulqin azim. Your character is a sublime character. Your character is a sublime character. I think the meaning is that you have a very high kind of sense of justice. You are ready always to give concession to others. You always try to save yourself from negative reaction. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So according to my experience, justice is completely a personal issue. It has nothing to do with politics. Justice is not a matter of implementation. No, it is matter of following. You have to follow justice rather than to try to implement justice. This kind of notion is wrong. Justice is an issue of following rather than issue of implementation. And the highest sense of justice is to give concession to others. To give concession to others. Every time when you live in a society, every time you find some bad experiences, some unpleasant experiences, every time, every day and night. So what to do in such a situation? Quran says that you have to keep patience. You have to keep patience. You have to forgive people. You have to tolerate people. Why? Why all these teachings? Why Quran says that keep patience? Why Quran says that forgive people? Why Quran says that avoid all these things? Why? I think that it is also a way of justice. Justice. You cannot follow these teachings until you understand that these principles are just principles. These are requirement of justice. All these principles are very important. Patience and tolerance and avoidance. All these principles are very just, very important. But I think that it is very easy to adopt these principles. You have to have that kind of acute sense of justice that this person is not in a normal condition. So I have to tolerate, I have to give up concession. So sense of justice is the key to follow these Islamic principles. I think that these principles are not simply an ethical principles. These principles are principles of justice. All these principles like patience and avoidance and forgiveness. So all these principles are not simply an ethical principles, but these principles are a high kind of principle of justice. Only just people can follow these principles without having the sense of justice. You cannot follow these principles. Justice gives you motivation. Justice gives you incentive. Justice gives you courage. So when you understand this meaning of all those principles, then it becomes easy for you to follow all those principles. So I think that justice is the most noblest teaching of Islam. In the Quran there are two word in this meaning, that is qist and adl. Both are synonymous. Qist and adl, both are synonymous. Both mean justice. So according to my study, two principles are basic principles in Islam, Tawheed and Adl. Tawheed means oneness of God, Adl means just behavior. May God bless us to adopt these principles. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.